शांति के ओम शांति, ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग। मुरली सुनते सुनते या सुनाते सुनाया, एक ने सुनी तो वो सपने। हर एक अंदर चलता होगा, आज मुरली से मुझे क्या मिला।
When you hear the murli, then each one of you would be feeling, well, what did I take from the murli today?
Murli aisi hai, Baba kehte gau khana khati hai, phir sara din chabarti rehti hai, tab to doodh banta hai uska.
A cow eats all the grass first and then chews it after on. Later on, and that's how it's able to give milk throughout the day, is just chewing the grass. When people eat, then they chew the food at the time of eating, and if they don't chew it properly at the time of eating, then they're not able to make blood out of the food they eat. Yes, I've seen the cows and I've seen human beings. We receive such a big treasure first thing in the morning. We receive food and treasures first thing in the morning. The other food, in order to eat that, you need to earn something first to be able to buy the food. But here you don't have to earn. In just the eating, there's your income, and in earning an income, you're able to eat that. The more you listen to knowledge, the more it goes inside you, and you feel that you're earning so much.
कितना खजाना दिया बाबा ने।
बाबा हैज गिवन सो मेनी ट्रेजर्स।
मैं पीछे बैठने वालों को आज फिर से कहती हूँ।
तो सिटिंग एट द बैक।
पता नहीं क्या है।
डोंट नो व्हाट यू हैव।
पीछे बैठने का।
व्हाट यू फील इन सिटिंग एट द बैक। व्हाई शुड यू हैव द थॉट ऑफ सिटिंग एट द बैक।
परंतु ये भी ठीक है।
I've said it many times, and yes, it's fine, but those sitting at the back, perhaps you have some difficulty, that's why you're sitting at the back. Difficulty to come to the front. It's a maryada, code of conduct of our study, to be sitting at the front. When the court is held in the golden age, who's going to sit with the kings? Just think about it, who's going to be sitting with the kings?
पढ़ाई अच्छी पाने वाला का जब ध्यान होता है ना, कि प्रारब्ध के लिए है।
Those whose attention is on their reward, pay attention to their study.
लौकिक दुनिया में जो पढ़ाई पढ़ते हैं ना, तो समझते पढ़ना ही है।
In the lokic world, when they're studying, they feel that yes, they have to study. How else are they going to live in the world?
पढ़ाई पढ़नी है।
They feel, what would the world think of them if they hadn't studied? So in order to show to the world, they study. But what we're studying is to create a huge reward for ourselves in the future. The study is at this time, but the reward of it is will be received in the future. And the study is such, there's no need to pick up any books either. It's just the murli, that's our study. Whether you read the murli one time or 10 times,
मन मनाम भाव के मंत्र को समझा,
But then ask yourself, did I understand the mantra of Manmanabhava?
It's a Manmanabhava.
It's just a question of being Manmanabhava.
Bhagavan Gita maybe samjha karke phir beech mein the Manmanabhava hai. Ye samjhata hu.
In the Gita also God says, He explains so much and then He says, be Manmanabhava. So that whatever He has explained already, then you're able to use that and become Manmanabhava. I explain very clearly. In the Gita it's mentioned knowledge, bhakti and disinterest. What you receive at the confluence age is useful in the golden age. You received it in the confluence age and you used it in a useful way in the golden and silver age. There you won't be receiving knowledge, but it will be very useful what you've received now. It's knowledge that God Himself has given. Baba says, remember the knowledge. It's knowledge that's been given by God. The knowledge given by God has so much power in it that it makes you forget the past, also makes you forget the useless things. At the present time, whatever are the useless things, then knowledge helps you forget that.
Past to past and yehi to gyan mila hai na, past is past. Yaad parpak kaise rahe, past is past.
Knowledge means the knowledge that past is past. When you do this, let the past be the past, then you're able to have very powerful remembrance. Knowledge means past is past.
Past is past.
Even in just a minute, past is past. Don't remember anyone. Do you remember anything? Yes, I remember the days of childhood. Whatever Baba will say, we'd do that in a practical way and we'd say, really, yes, past is past and you're able to pass with that. If you don't let the past be the past, then you fail.
Hear no evil.
Baba says, hear no evil. Okay, I've understood, so you don't listen to anything and you're able to pass. Baba says, don't hear anything evil, don't even listen to the things of the path of devotion. That part is over with now. Yes, those who are doing bhakti, then you do a little bit to keep them happy so that they don't get upset. But that's just superficially. You haven't taken time to change your lives from becoming Brahmins, from Shudras. Previously, yes. Just think, were we Shudras before? Were we Shudras before? Raise your hands if you were. And who are you now? We are Brahmins. And so yes, that transformation has taken place. Just see what the face of a Shudra is and what the face of a Brahmin is like. In the early days when someone used to have negative bad thoughts and come there, Baba would say, this one's a Shudra, this one's a Shudra. Someone with bad thoughts, bad vision would come. But how did we become Brahmins without seeing any, saying anything? No one told us to become Brahmins. You just saw Baba, you saw the family.
Main bhi Brahman ban jaun.
and you feel, let me also become a Brahman. No one forced you to become a Brahman. Even those who haven't seen Baba. But when you see all of this, the family and the knowledge and everything, then you see, what must Baba be like? What must Baba be like? You just think about this. And you just imagine what your Baba would be like. And you feel, I also want to become like that. It's this thought that made you into a Brahman. Don't look at anyone else. Rosemary, how did you become a Brahman? Just think about it. Why did I become a Brahman? It feels good. The heart began to say, this is good, this is good. And then they thought, what should I do? You just become a Brahman and everything else will work out fine.
बिल्कुल simple है.
It's very simple. You have a beautiful choice to make, to become a Brahman, and then your face looks so beautiful. And it's just a question of remaining happy. At home you have everything and yet you're not happy. At home you do so much service of everyone and yet you get the food and you also get the slipper from them. They tell you off about this thing or that thing, and here you do a little bit and everyone feels, yes, it's good. At home no one would say you are good. If you reduce your work even a little bit, then they tell you off. And here you do a little bit and everyone says, you're good, you're good. So you have seen so many good things and that has attracted you. Knowledge came later on. Just think about it. Why did I become a Brahman? Some haven't become Brahmins. They've taken knowledge, but then they didn't become Brahmins. So you also could have been like that and not become a Brahman. But yes, you've understood something, you've enjoyed this, and so you wanted to change your life into that of a Brahman. It's a very safe life. Then you feel God is your companion, the family is your companion. Family people at home might say, go away. But here, no one will tell you to go away. Something happens, even a little bit, and they'll tell you to go away. But here, they'll just tell you, yes, you can stay here. So much difference. So listening to such sweet, lovely things that bring you benefit, when you remember those things and you have very good remembrance. Baba says, remember, and I'm thinking, what to remember? Such beautiful things that you don't even know what attachment is. But it's become very firm what remembrance is.
Hanuman jaisa, phir Baba kehte hai Angad jaisa. Hanuman aur Angad mein kya fark hai?
What's the difference between Hanuman and Angad?
Hanuman ki thi lagan.
Hanuman was the one who had deep love for God, for Rama. Itni lagan
thappar lagaya Hanuman ko dard hua Ram ko.
Such deep love that Hanuman had, that when Hanuman was slapped, then Rama felt the pain. Hanuman didn't feel any of that. And they saw that it was Rama who felt the pain. And when someone asked him, then he said, my devotee is being slept in this way. And that is reading her own book, The Companion of God, and she's remembering a story. She was, and this is Baba's story in the practical days. that he was in hospital in Pune in those days. There was such a bad illness, something was happening to Dadi that even if someone was to touch her even slightly, she'd feel that pain. So once he was listening to this cassette, Baba sitting there in front of Didi and a few others, and Baba's face became pale, and they asked Baba what happened. And Baba said, "I am drinking away Janak's pain." Dadi was in Pune sitting in, lying in bed comfortably then. And then Baba recorded a tape message and sent that to me. And then when the doctors came in front of Dadi, they were very amazed. And Dadi said, "Baba, I don't want to stay in the hospital." So then Baba sent Ramesh Bhai and they made Sheel Dadi's home into a hospital for Dadi. That's where she was kept for rest then. And Dadi's assistant, Rami, she used to look after, prepare food. So Dadi stayed there for so many months. And I'd be listening to Baba's Murli on tape. Baba has so much love. You have just a little bit of love for Baba and you know that yes, Baba loves you. But just think, if you say thanks to him, appreciating everything that he's doing, Baba will give so much more love. Baba's not asking you to say thanks, but even if you were to do that, then Baba will give so much more love. Baba, you have given us so many treasures filled with peace and happiness. Even a hospital, I don't feel, is a hospital. I feel it's a time for me to go into service. The doctors get a chance to see such wonderful patients. The nurses would get some patients who don't complain about anything. Not a big thing at all. The soul is now becoming satopradhan. The body has become so old and tamopradhan was performing actions, and so of course there will be the settling. But Baba says old clothes have to be looked after very carefully. You mustn't beat them so hard that they tear apart. But you must also keep them clean. So Baba is teaching us such wisdom. Who is the wisest of all? Who is the wisest? The ones who know how to copy. To copy exactly in the same way, identically, and become like that person, to act like that person, make it look like it's real. Then you don't even feel that, yes, this person is copying, but it's the same. It's only then that you'll be able to create an unshakable, immovable stage. To have love, a fire of love like Hanuman, an unshakable, immovable like Angad. Not to shake no matter what happens. Never to say why did it happen, what happened. We've seen Brahma Baba remains so unshakable.
Drama.
Anything happens, it's the drama. Doesn't matter what happens, but Baba would not repeat it at all, as though it hasn't happened at all.
Dhyan Kanchita Baba. Baba's with Dhyan.
Baba's drawing our attention to just say, pay attention to Baba, that's all. When Mama left her body, many people said to Baba that we're coming to Madhupan, so please don't have the cremation that same day. So the body was kept. So where you have the Gaddi, the body is placed there. And so then Baba said, so what if Mama's left her body? Does it mean we're not going to listen to the Murli? So then we put the Gaddi on the other side of the hall. And Baba then spoke the Murli and he said, Mama would also be listening to the Murli. Because till the last moment, the last day, Mama never missed a Murli. They had some kind of instrument with which she was able to listen to Baba's voice because she wouldn't be able to go to class. She never missed the Murli.
Notes bhi parengi, to tape bhi parengi, to Murli bhi parengi.
She would read the notes, she would read, listen to the tape, and she'd also listen to Baba's Murli. And she'd listen to Baba's Murli on tape with so much intoxication.
Baba or Murli.
In the same way for us to have just Baba and Murli in us. And Baba's divine activity is also such that you do.
And some mera photo leke aao main logo dikhaun. Leo 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 leo. Kya hai? Hamari Gayatri wagar ne pata nahi kahan se hamara photo nikala, mujhe bhi yaad nahi hai.
The early days Baba used had a picture done of the sisters sitting in tapasya.
To maine apne paas samne rakh diya hai, apna hi photo rakh diya hai.
So,
कि उन दिनों में भी बड़ी इच्छा होती थी तो जैसे बाबा टांगटा पर चढ़ पर बैठता मैं भी ऐसे बैठूं.
I had the desire also to sit in tapasya the way that Baba used to sit with their legs crossed. And Daddy doesn't remember having a picture taken of that scene. Mama also used to try. Mama couldn't sit with her legs. And Daddy feels it's just a question of copying. And so, yes, I wanted to sit like Baba does. But here I feel no one has the thought of sitting like that. When they're sitting here, then they're constantly looking around. It's like they're the crows sitting around, sitting and looking around everywhere. They'll sit in remembrance and then look around.
याद इतनी मीठा बनाती है.
Remembrance makes you so sweet. अपने आप
याद माना किसके याद में बैठती है.
In whose remembrance am I sitting? What am I remembering?
तो कल एक जर्नलिस्ट आई थी, मोरन सुनाएंगी. उसने कहा ये सब तुमको मेडिटेशन में बातें मदद करती है. जो तुम बातें सुना रही हो.
What Daddy was sharing with her, then she was asking. All these things help you in meditation. So Daddy said, well, what is meditation? Should I tell you what meditation is? No mala, no mantra. This picture was used as a cover page of the program that they had for the heart to heart.
नहीं मैं दिखाती हूँ ऐसे पुरुषार्थ करो ना आप लोग भी करो ना.
So I'm saying all of you make such effort also.
मैं नहीं समझती हूँ कोई बैठ के ऐसे पुरुषार्थ करता है.
I don't feel anyone sits and does that kind of effort.
बिना किया है कभी ऐसे पुरुषार्थ. इसलिए दिखाती हूँ ऐसा पुरुषार्थ किया हुआ का फल कितना अच्छा है.
having made such efforts, the fruit of that is so good. I would have done this quietly. How they've taken a picture of it, I don't know. But I feel I've definitely done it. Seeing how Mama would be sitting, how Baba would be sitting, it's something very simple.
Practical amal mein kiya hua hai na to ek hai akal jo nakal karta hai.
So one wisdom is to be copying, and the other is to use the medicine.
Jo padha wo amal mein lata hai.
Whatever you studied, to use that and put into practice.
Main kehti thi ya practical hai.
This journalist yesterday was saying, is it all practical? And so that is saying, yes, I'm telling you the things that we are actually putting into practice. So what are you going to put into practice? What is meditation? To make your thoughts pure and peaceful. Negative is like poison, you have to look after it. Yesterday someone said, I don't have time to make effort. Means they didn't have time to read something extra. What does this mean when you say you don't have time to make effort? I say, I'm busy doing so much service that I don't have time to do this extra reading. That is said, that's actually cheating, deceiving yourself. Whatever you're doing, you can be making effort internally at that time to keep yourself free from your waste. This is the effort you need to make. For that, you don't have time. You have the wisdom to waste your time in useless things. And yes, there's damage through that, and yet you say you don't have time for the good things, the real effort. Time is being destroyed by using it in a wasteful way. It means you're not accumulating anything.
Time bara acha.
And if you're having elevated thoughts, then your time is being used in a worthwhile way, because that's bringing you power. So what is meditation? Time, breath and thoughts. Do you use this in a worthwhile way? Baba said yesterday, the day before, it's through this that your lifespan becomes longer. How is your lifespan going to get long, as long as 150 years in the golden age? It's only when you've used your time, breath and thoughts in a worthwhile way at this time. Effort is nothing else. You can see a very good future for yourself. Past is finished. When all of that finishes, then you receive power. When the past is not being finished, then energy is finishing. Any nature or sanskar of the past pulls away, draws away your power, and you feel all power is finished. But when the past is finished, all nature and sanskar things are finished. When anything of the past comes up now, it finishes my present also. When I'm using the past, I'm finishing the present. And then you have to make effort to create such a stage whereby you're not getting affected by the past. Then there's no love. But with love, you're able to forget the past, finish the past, and you're able to be in the present. The past catches hold of the present, and then you feel everything is laborious. And then you have to create that stage again.
Baba ko chhod diya.
It's like you've let go of Baba then. When you have courage, you receive Baba's help and everything is easy. Nothing is difficult then. But yes, it requires courage. Some people say, I can't do this, but no. Speak of good things for yourself. Don't say anything negative for the self. Just be peaceful. Some people don't learn to be peaceful. I have to teach myself how to remain peaceful. Again and again, you just kind of react about everything, but no, learn to be peaceful. Just remain quiet and peaceful. Just be quiet and peaceful. Mama would say, treat your mind like a baby and just sing a lullaby of love and let it go to sleep. But sometimes the mind starts making its own noise and then it creates headache for you and you end up crying. It's like you don't know how to sing a lullaby to your mind and make it go to sleep. So what kind of a soul is that then? If I don't know how to put myself to sleep properly, just to go to Baba in Baba's room with love, with a smile, just go and say good night to Baba and then go to sleep. If you don't say good night to Baba in this way, then what have you done throughout the day? Okay, you did something, something went wrong. I said, Baba, good night. But when your mind isn't too well, then you won't even go to Baba's room. Your heart won't feel like going, and when you go, you'll spoil your face. What are you going to do in Baba's room then? This also is being misfortunate, not being able to go to Baba's room at night to say good night to Baba. Then you'll have Baba in your dreams too. Very easy methods to make your remembrance very strong. All you have to do is consider yourself to be a soul as you move along in everything. When you think of yourself as a body, then Baba isn't with you at all. Then you don't have the experience of Baba being with you. And then you feel alone and you end up crying. If he's laughing, smiling, then it will be just for a short while. But internally you're just crying because you feel you're alone. I'm a child and I'm with Baba. I'm studying and I'm studying with Baba. In front of me, Baba is clearing the path for me. At the back, he's keeping an eye on me. He's my backbone. To make Baba your companion for all time. This is what it means to be a star of success. Yes, you have success. Then you don't feel like you're making effort. But one of Dada's pictures has been stolen. She's saying, take this away carefully, otherwise this will get stolen too. Someone's walked away with one of Dada's photos with Baba. Om Shanti. Thank you.
उपस्थित